Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, our next guest here on the First Advantage Hotline. You're going to be hearing him a lot here coming up really soon when we get to the Big Sky Conference tournament. He does color commentary there. He, of course, was a coach for several years, Weber State, and he was with Utah for a while, Idaho for a while, and now folks hear him on these broadcasts, and he is just excellent. Joining me now, Joe Cravens. Joe, thank you so much for giving us some time. This has been something we've wanted to do for a while now, so we just appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you for a bit.
Well, I appreciate you all having me on, Brady. I've been a little bit under the weather this week, so just been kind of hanging out here at home. So I'm glad to kind of have a little interaction with someone, to be honest.
Well,
with
hey, you got my number now, so anytime you give me a call. I'm sorry you're under the weather, man. That is not. We got to get you feeling good, man. We got a Big Sky Conference tournament coming up.
I know. I think it's a good thing to get it out of the way now. It's crazy. I did Weber State's game Saturday night, and before the game, I was talking to their radio guy, Carl Arke. I said, you know, I got a little scratchy throat, and I said, I've been real lucky. I haven't been sick all year, but I actually said, but as soon as I say that, I'll get sick. Well, I'll be kiss my country behind that night. All of a sudden, I came down with, like, flu-like symptoms, and you know, I'm hanging in there now. I still just feel a little kind of weak and queasy, so to speak.
Well, what do you do? What do you do to take care of yourself? What are you taking? You taking NyQuil, zonking out? What's the recommendation there?
Well, I thought 6 or 7 Miller Lights might help. You know,
at the moment it always does. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I thought I may have let my alcohol level get down too low, but no, I've just been kind of taking it easy and taking some vitamin C and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. I got to get healthy. I just looked, 3 weeks from Saturday is the Big Sky first round of the Big Sky Conference tournament, so it'll be here at a blink of an eye, and you know, I think we're in store for a great finish here in the league, as always, I think I should add, but kind of looking forward to seeing how things shake out before we get to Boise.
Yeah, and it's a loaded conference. I mean, it seems wide open. Both Weber State, UNC can make a strong case for winning the tournament. And we'll get into like some of the X's and O's on the basketball side too, and what you saw up close in person between Weber State and UNC this last time around. But Joe, I got to ask you, man, you have such a unique. I mean, we heard just a snippet of that with you on the show here. You have such a unique ability when it comes to the broadcast. Something I want to hear more of. I want to hear more broadcasters like you. When you started, when you got it, because you've been around broadcasting for a bit now, did you always have these epic one-liners, or was that something that you just got more confident with as you went along?
Brady, I was really fortunate and very fortunate and blessed to still be. This is my 20th year of broadcasting,
awesome.
Which is really crazy. In fact, this will be my 11th straight Big Sky tournament and 12th overall, which ties me with how many years I coached in the tournament. This will be my 24th tournament. I coached in 12, and now I will have broadcasted in 12, which is just crazy to me how quickly it's gone by, and again how fortunate I am to be able to hang on. I was when I got fired at Weber State, I had 2 years left on a contract, and you know, one of the great ironies of my 30-year coaching career was the most money I ever made in coaching was the 2 years they paid me not to coach because my contract went up incrementally. If I'd known that was going to be such a good gig, I would have let them fire me a couple of years earlier. But I got in with the, and I won't bore you with that story, but I started with the old Mountain Network that was the first ever network designed to cover just one conference, and now, of course, everyone has one now, and they gave me a 5-game kind of a tryout package, and then they started adding games, and I've been very fortunate to hang on and bounced around with different networks and different situations, and a lot of it is just through friends I've had in the business and all that. And amazingly enough, this is my 20th year of broadcasting. So, and even crazier than that, if you take my 4 years of playing in college basketball and 30 years of coaching, this is my 54th year involved with college basketball at some level. And as I always say, that's an awful lot of years of sitting around watching guys in short britches running around.
Well, you can tell you're passionate. I mean, obviously, you don't get into coaching for as long as you did and then broadcast for as long as you have if you don't just absolutely love this game.
Well, I do, you know, and I am so, again, so lucky that I'm involved now with the broadcasting, because it's probably added years to my life. I tell you, my heart just goes out to every head coach out there, because it is so hard, and it's much harder now than even when I was there. But the level of stress and anxiety this type of year that those guys go through, and I try to reach out and talk to every big. I feel like I have a good relationship with almost every head coach in the Big Sky, and they always say, "How you doing?" And I say, "Well, you know, I'm undefeated. I'm in pretty good shape. You know, you're the one I'm a little worried about." But no, I am really, really lucky to have been involved for as long as I have. The people I've met and the places it's taken me to, I have been, again, very lucky and very blessed.
What I appreciate about your broadcast, and this is obviously why you're selected to do the Big Sky Conference Tournament, is, you know, watching the Weber State-UNC game, if you're just a, you know, in the middle of the road fan, maybe you're a Bears fan, you're hearing that game, and there's not a strong lean one way or the other. You're calling it like you see it, and you're having some fun while you do it. And that is what I think is just, it's must see, must listen to television.
Well, that's kind of you to say. I partner with Tony Parks, who's the voice of the Salt Lake Bees, which is a AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And we've really grown together. I think maybe this is our fifth year of doing the tournament together. We do some University of Utah games together. And one of the things we really strive for is to be professional, not be a homer, not lean toward one team. I'm a big Weber State fan, but I'm a big fan of about everyone in the Big Sky. Again, I know what those guys are going through. And I actually talk to a lot of coaches throughout the course of the season, and we again try very hard not to be partial to, even though we're at Weber State and when we're doing a Weber State game, we're working for Weber State. But I appreciate, you know, my partner Tony Parks, how hard he works at his job, how he makes me look good. Sometimes I screw that up when he's trying to make me look good, but you know, we're Big Sky guys. We're not just Weber State guys. We're Big Sky guys.
Joining us now, Joe Cravens, the coach. Do you ever? I mean, you say some really unique things. I wish that my mind worked like that, Joe. I really do. Do you ever say something though, where Tony Parks just kind of stops and has to take a look at you? Like, what did you? What just came out of your mouth? Or does he just go along right with it?
About three times a game, he'll look at me like, "Where did you come from, anyway?" But we have a great working relationship, and he, you know, I think the mark of a really good play-by-play guy, and I have worked with probably over 100 play-by-play guys and some really high-profile guys over the years, is they make you look good. Like I say, they set you up and make your job like it's like playing alongside a good point guard. You know, they make the game easier for you. And like I say, Tony and I have kind of grown together, and we kind of know each other's timing pretty good and all that. But I think more than anything, and I found this in coaching, it's probably in every walk of life, whatever you're involved with, and just like what you're doing, Brady, you got to be who you are. You got to broadcast, and you've got to do your show to your personality. I'm sure you don't try. I mean, you may listen to other guys and say, you know, that's good, maybe that'll help me a little bit, but you got to find out what works for you and be you. And I was that way in coaching, and I'm that way in broadcasting. I don't all of a sudden have a broadcast persona that's not my everyday persona, my everyday personality. I mean, if you and I were sitting on my front deck listening to a Rockies game and having a cold beverage, you would see the same guy that you listen to on the broadcast. So I don't try to emulate anyone else. And, you know, I'm from a little two-stoplight town in southern Indiana, and a lot of the things I say or the way I sound, if you went back there, you'd hear the same stuff every time.
Well, Joe, you're threatening me with a good time, man. Sitting on a deck with you, whether we're listening to the Rockies or just talking basketball, that sounds like a dream, my friend.
Well, any warm summer night, if you come by my house, that's where I'm at. I'm so old school. I just had a daughter leave the Colorado Rockies and join the new National Women's Soccer League that's expanding to Denver. So, and I'm a big Cincinnati Reds fan, and again, I'm so old school. I'd rather listen to a game than watch it. So every night in the summer, I'm on my front deck. You know, the summers here, just like there, are so wonderful in the evenings. I sit outside and listen to baseball, and, you know, I've got some neighbor friends who come over sometimes. But if you're ever in the neighborhood, drop by. That's where you'll find me.
I don't know if you're a fan of the Office TV show, but it's going to be one of those where, like, hey, I'll be there tomorrow. I mean, you offered it. I'm there tomorrow, man. Let's hang out. Joe Craven's joining us. Okay, do you write the stuff down, or do you just have all these? I mean, I wrote a few of them down. Like, you said something a while ago. But it was, you said something like, just like the 3 years I spent in fifth grade. I mean, stuff, it just makes me, if I'm drinking something, it makes me spit out my drink, and then it's right back to basketball. Like, you do an amazing job of throwing those out there, and then, bam, you get us right back with hardcore basketball stuff.
Well, again, that's more of a product of where I'm from and that my little hometown. And every time I go back there, I'm amazed that I pick something up. You know, I can't remember where I parked my car, but someone will say something when I'm back home, and it is indelibly etched in my mind. A couple summers ago, I was staying with my older sister there, and she was talking about a guy that was helping her do some construction things around her house and all that. She said, you know, he's handier in a shirt pocket. And I caught myself saying that on a broadcast one night, you know, and I don't know. It's not like I thought, oh boy, I'll really use that on a broadcast. It's just those type of things stick with me. And again, if you were back in my little hometown, you would hear that stuff time after time after time. And that's, and people say it there. It's just part of the vernacular. You know, it's not they're saying that to be funny. It's just how they talk. They throw those things in mid-conversation and never miss a beat, and no one ever gives it a second thought. So that is kind of, again, just part of where I'm from and who I am, I think.
Joe, it's awesome. I could listen to you all. Hey, if you have the time, we got to make this a regular thing. I'd love to bring you on as we get closer to the Big Sky Tournament and just kind of around there. Anytime, just talk basketball with you or whatever, man. We'd love to keep in touch.
Well, that's fine with me, Brady. I've got, you know, again, my winter is all about basketball. I do a lot of games. In fact, I've got I'm going to miss the Montana at Weber State game here in a couple weeks because I've got a couple games left down at University of Utah. So I've you know, again, very fortunate. I'm involved with the Big Sky and also involved with University of Utah and some Big 12 stuff. And so it's so fun. And, you know, there's some work involved. I take a lot of pride in how much time I put in my preparation. But, you know, the greatest thing is I never get beat. You know, you come home every night and you're not upset. I always tell people I see a good friend of mine on the bench, and they get beat on a last-second thought. You're like, ah, oh, God, that just – ah, it's just awful. Okay, let's go get a beer and a sandwich, boys, you know. So you get all the pleasure and none of the pain, and I'm very lucky that I'm involved with that all year. So I'd love to join you, Brady. I'd take a break from a little preparation here this morning, and I'm going to go for a walk a little bit to try to stave off this whatever illness it is I've come down with.
Well, you take care of yourself, my friend, and yeah, you don't need me to tell you this, but don't ever change. We all love it. We love what you bring to the table, and I can't wait to hear you again, man.
Well, that's awful kind of you to say. I know you guys follow UNC very closely, and I think, I think they're on the come. I think Steve Smiley is an outstanding coach with an outstanding staff. And a shout-out to my buddy does their play-by-play, Jerry Schimmel. Mm. Jerry and I have done some work together at the old AT&T Sports Network in the Mountain West Conference. And Jerry is not only an outstanding play-by-play guy, but what a great guy to work with. I just talked to him the other day a little bit. And so anyway, if you run across Jerry, tell him I said hello and miss working with him.
Joe, he literally texted me this morning, and he said, hey, I want you to come do color commentary with me for a random game. And I said, I'm getting ready to interview Joe Cravens. I am not putting myself in the same type of chair that Joe's doing. No, I'm good, man. I can't do that kind of I'm not that good. So literally just talked to him today, so I'll let him know you gave him a shout-out.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guys. Again, I've probably worked with 100. This is my 20th year broadcasting, as we talked about, and which I still have trouble kind of grasping, but Jerry is one of my favorite guys I've ever worked with back in the old 18. It seems like every network I work for ends up going out of business. I don't know if I've had an impact on that or what.
You get off the ship before it leaves, man, and then you're on a new one. You're on a better one.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, the old Mountain Network I started with, that lasted 6 years, and it went under, and then – anyway, that's so I'm kind of like this illness I have. You can't quite get rid of me, you know. I kind of linger and kind of hang on a little bit.
Well, we'd like to have you hang on here and anytime, my friend. Joe, appreciate you. Best luck. Get well soon. And, I'm probably going to take you up on that deck thing. That sounds pretty good, man.
Well, call me anytime, Brady. I'd love to spend a little time, more time with you before the tournament or even at the tournament. So you got my number, and I just told your – I don't know who that was, your producer maybe, that called me. My phone out of nowhere changed the other night, and I don't know what. I mean, it. I looked down, I was expecting your call, and it didn't ring. And your producer said, yeah, your voicemail said, leave your business. And I have no idea. My phone has a mind of its own. So who knows?
Mine's the same. It does the same.
Oh,
Joe,
that's irritating.
Be good, man. Take care of yourself.
Brady.
We'll follow up real soon, okay?
Very good. Thank you, partner.
All right,
have
man.
A good day.
Yeah, you too. Joe Cravens. All right, we got to take a break. That was fantastic. Joe's the man. That's a man right there. He's on him like hair on a biscuit. Be right back.
All year, you heard the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.